WJCA, KO4WWZ.
For TMA Mobile.
ZEW Mobile.
Make contact with KO3JCA, KO4WWZ Mobile.
Gentlemen, I recognize one of those calls, but I can't repeat them back to you. They came back to back. But this is KZ4TMA. Name here is Simon in Greenville. First station that replied. Tell me who you are, where you're coming from.
4CW, this is Ben, as in Benjamin, down in Simpsonville.
Long time.
I know we've spoken once or twice.
I'm calling from Greenville County. Lisbon, back home. They're a long way through.
Excuse me, South Carolina. 40E, I think it was. So, anyway, come back to us. Let us know. Remind me your name and tell us where it comes from.
South Douglas.
We're pretty fuzzy on that last one. Are you looking for Chandler or Ben, KO4ZEW?
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm mobile right now, so I may have just dropped you up. But yeah, I was greeting Chandler and first contact right after you passed the test and talked to me on Chad's race, I think. I'm maybe stepped on you two. Were you all already in a conversation when I jumped in?
That's
EMA Simon in Greenville.
Simon, actually, wait a minute. I believe I actually have talked to you before. I have been wondering where you have been. Is this the Simon that I've talked to the day that I passed my test?
Yeah, I think it was Chad, KO4NUE. He was with you that day, and we talked. Yeah, no, it's me. I've been a little tied up with a renovation project, and as you might remember, my only station is actually a mobile station, so I can't always just jump on when I'm home or anything, so it's just a matter of whenever I happen to be in the car. But anyway, how you been doing?
I'm doing all right. How have you been, sir? It's quite a pleasure to talk to you.
Back on the air with you, too. I'm doing all right. Just been pretty busy with the renovation project, and, of course, it's that time of year when the kids go back to school, so we're all readjusting to the new school schedule and extracurriculars and that kind of thing. But, yeah, we're doing all right.
Hey, Simon, would you be interested at all in getting a DMR radio?
It's one of those things where, no, I haven't been shopping for one, but if someone offers me one, then of course I'm curious. What are we talking about? Is this something real simple and cheap that I can get into and play around with, or would it be a bigger investment? Because I've never done any DMR, so if I were going to get one, it'd probably just be a little Bofang handheld just while I learn the ropes and before I get into anything else.
I wish KO3JCA was listening right now. Me and him could fill you in on something really awesome. I mean, yeah, you can get cheap radios. You could get the TYC NGUV380. Or you could get
for half a mile.
Go ahead and get a big time and get the bridge pump systems and get you any tone 878 UV2+. With the plug and play package, you get a DMR any tone radio handheld with the SkyBridge hotspot. It comes pre-programmed, so all you have to do is take it out of the box and connect it onto the internet, and you can talk. You can be talking in about 5 minutes or less. Getting the radio. KA3JCA, are you at all by chance on frequency?
I didn't hear a reply from the station you were calling just then. You still there, though? KZ4TMA. All right, I may have lost Chandler. Ben, you still there?
Well, yeah, I was trying to see if he was up on being lost.
W, this is Ben. I had to run in to grab my daughter from school.
Well, sorry, Chandler and I got going on a DMR there for a minute, but I'd love to chat with you in a second. Chandler, yeah, no, I heard your description of the DMR, and then I heard you call that other station. I think I'll have to pass for now. I just, With everything I got going on with this renovation project, I don't think I got time to play around with CMR right now. But if I decide to get into it, I will remember your offer, and I'll see if you're still selling that unit.
I'm not selling the unit.
It sounds like Chandler's hitting some traffic. All right, Chandler, I misunderstood you. You were just telling me about them. Well, that's good to know. I'll keep in mind your recommendation for the Anytone, and I'll keep that in mind if I decide to get one. And if I do, I will remember you as someone I might use to test that out when I'm first learning how to use it. But for now, I think I'm just going to stay busy with this renovation and get through that before I pick up any new radio toys. Ben, if you don't mind, I'll pass the mic to you. Where you, I think you said you're in Simpsonville, but I don't think we've crossed paths on the air before.
I'm actually leaving the Five Forks area right now, and I live in between Malden and Simpsonville. I usually listen to the nightly check-in, and I usually do the web check-in. Sometimes I check in on voice, but you said your name was Simon, so no, we have not talked before.
You're usually on the nightly nets, and I'm only on the air when I happen to be driving, and I can almost never get on the nets because that's bedtime for the kids. So, yeah, it makes sense that we haven't crossed paths. I got my ticket about a year and a half ago. My only station is a mobile rig, so again, I'm pretty much just on. If I'm in the car and have a minute, I keep a little handheld in my home office, though, so every now and then I get to monitor during the day, but I rarely get to chat except when I'm driving.
It was kind of the same way for a while, and then I put a mobile as a base station at the house. So I have mobile in the car, mobile at the house. I have an HT, but it doesn't hit. It won't hit the repeater. It'll hit Paris Mountain, but it won't hit Cedar's Head.
The area we're about to move to is actually closer to Paris Mountain than Cedar's Head. The renovation project I keep mentioning is a new house. And actually, that new house is going to be in the shadow of Paris Mountain from Cedar's Head, so I will not be able to hit Cedar's Head until I get a proper base station. But I'm sure I can hit Paris Mountain. And I know there's ongoing talk about linking with Cedar's Head. So then it may be that I could, you know, hit everything from my house with a handheld. Or get around the link in the two pictures. That'd be fun.
Hey, bud. If you're interested, I have a Motorola XPS 5000 VHF handheld. Well, I know you said you want to buy another radio, but it's just a 10-meter mono dander. And it has 16 Paris Mountain, Anderson, Skywarmer, stuff like that on it. I'm selling it for $350, but you're not going to get a better receive and a better transmit quality off that radio.
All right, thank you. I'll keep that in mind, too. How well I can hit the repeaters from that house with my handheld, and then I'll decide if I want to get a nicer handheld or a base station or what. All right, so I will keep that. So thank you. Hey, Ben.
I'll tell you that. I don't know if it was because I was going through a dip or there's something going on with the repeater.
No. Back and forth about a handheld he was offering me, but I was just curious. You mentioned using a handheld as a base station, and you said you'd get Paris Mountain, but not to your head. Do you mean you're just using an HD with it, the same antenna, or you need an HD as a base station where it's got some kind of nicer antenna or an amplifier or anything beyond that?
Using a mobile as a base station right now, and I just also have an HD on the side. The HT could hit Paris Mountain, but not Cedar's Head, so I put a mobile on my desk, threw an antenna on top of the house, and I could hit Cedar's Head just fine with that.
Understood. Understood. Yeah, I thought you meant Reasma HD. Okay, but a mobile, sure. All right, sounds good. Well, yeah, anyway, as soon as we get into this new place, I'll see what I can do with my little HD, but it'll be a fun excuse to set up a proper ham shack and have a base station once we're settled there. Chandler, Ben, I've got to go. I'm at my destination, but it was good to chat, even if just for a minute. So I'll say 73s, and I'll be clear after any of your finals. But this is KZ for TMA. Y'all have a great day.
So KO4ZEW, I will also be clear.
4CB, radio check.
KY4CB, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. You are loud and clear. Full flagging, you're coming well into the repeater with only a little bit of snap crackling box. Other than that, you sound excellent.
Thank you, Kilo Oscar Whiskey Zulu Zulu. Appreciate the radio check and the feedback. KY4CB monitoring.
Roger, you're very welcome, sir. Always a pleasure to help out a fellow operator when I can. Stay up from with the DWC, I'll be listening.
HXS listening. Who's ever trying to key the repeater? You're not holding it.
KD2HXS, KO4WWZ. Good afternoon, David.
Somebody's trying to key in. Hello, Chandler. How are you? Just letting them know that they're not holding it.
Understand that. To be honest, I hear that almost every night on this repeater. I don't know if it's QIM or if it's just something else.
Can't stay too long, Chandler. And have a good ride home.
Sound like somebody just wants to be aggravating.
Okay, I'm jumping off frequency. I can't stand listening to that. KO4, that's WZ. I'll be clear. 73.